Just made shepherd's pie and now I got the itis.
Oh, you had shepherd's pie?
I did.
What was your shepherd's pie like?
White trash.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so when I grew up, it was like mashed potatoes, canned corn, ground beef, cheese, lots of all-purpose Greek seasoning.
No all-purpose Greek seasoning, but you pretty much nailed it. And a can of cream mushroom soup.
Yeah, I was about to say can of cream of mushroom. Yeah.
You just put that in casseroles in the South, I guess.
Yeah, and then it's shepherd's pie. It's delicious.
Just really is.
You ever been somewhere and had like real shepherd's pie with the chipped beef and everything?
No. Because I
There's
grew up.
a bar, I don't know if it's, I'm sure it's still around, but it was a bar, an Irish pub in Park Circle that had a really good shepherd's pie.
Was it the Celtic Knot?
No, I think that's in Ladson. I'm
No.
talking about Park Circle. This is Mangeru or Mantra something or whatever. Haven't been there in years. I don't know if it's still around, but their shepherd's pie was dope.
Yeah, well, how far did you get into Elden Ring?
I just beat the fire giant.
What happened?
It took forever.
Oh,
It's such a good fight, but it was so fucking hard. Normally
yeah.
with big bosses, I want to be on horseback because I'm a mage and
Yeah.
I like to keep my distance. But with that dude, you just gotta nut up and go in there. You just gotta get it done.
Well, you can be on your horseback for that fight.
No, I had to go
Summon Alexander.
I summoned the jar.
Full of spoilers, by the way. We're far enough into it. We're talking about it.
Yeah,
Game's been out for a month.
I haven't beat it yet, so don't spoil anything after the fire giant for me personally.
That's fine. I know who you're at.
I just made it to Halatree, that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, Halatree or whatever. Because I'm past the fire giant, I have set the tree, the Elden tree, on fire.
Asshole, yeah.
Well, she wanted it.
I don't like that.
That it's
It's what she wanted.
I got consent.
That's
This
terrible.
game's so weird.
The boss
But
fights are
no,
fucking cool.
the boss fights are dope. The fire giant cutscene is one of my favorites now.
Yeah.
When he rips off his,
His
like we
own
said,
leg.
spoilers, he rips off his own leg, prays for it to be fire. It burns over his mouth, feeds him, and that causes his chest to turn into a giant face with a
That
cyclops eye, and he then
cast.
throws fire at you. It's insane.
It's fucking, I don't know. My favorite's still Radahn.
Yeah, that one's the with the party and everything leading up to it. That was pretty good.
I'm on my third playthrough.
I'm still my first 163 hours. I haven't beaten it yet. I'm in no rush to beat it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Different strokes, different folks.
For the
Sorry.
fire giant, I was up into the fire giant. I was summoning the twin puppets.
It's a fun one.
That was a good one, but they weren't. Like, I kept looking, and they were just like hanging out with me. And I'm like, "Nah, go fight that dude," so I could throw spells at him without him paying attention. That didn't happen. So I've gotten to the point now in the game where I will Google, what are some spirit ashes that I've missed, so far? And I realized I'd never beat the Black Knight Tiff or whatever.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah, he was tough. So I went and fought him and got his spirit ash. And it was in the fire giant area. When I summoned him, that dude just booked it right up there and started fucking that giant up. It
My
was phenomenal.
favorite's still the mimic tier. I use the piss out of it.
Really?
Even after apparently they nerfed it, but I don't care because if I'm a wizard and I can just summon another me, it's a lot of fun. Like on my second run through, I did a strength build, and I'm the big fire guys, that's the tanks that spit fire.
So what you say your third playthrough? Are you doing a different character each time, starting fresh,
Yeah,
or like you do a new game plus?
I do a different character
Okay.
because I'm gonna do New Game Plus eventually, but I want to like do the builds I want, I guess,
Right.
because I
Well, I mean,
got my.
with the larval tiers, you could do basically any build at a certain level, whatever you want to do.
I mean, you're not wrong, but I also don't want to sit there and upgrade every fucking weapon I want to use.
There is that.
And then, because I think I'm almost out of larval tears for my main account.
You've respect a lot, huh?
Yeah.
I've gotten 10 of those things. I've respect 5 times.
Yeah. That's just how it goes, because I was like trying different shit out, because I was done with that one. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a staff that specs with half faith and half intelligence.
Yeah.
And I used it. I was like, I wonder what happens if I take my 80 intelligence and split it 40 into faith, 40 into intelligence, to see how the staff does. Not as good as the other one that you use 80 intelligence for. So the 80 Lewis
intelligence staff.
What, it still doesn't take 80 intelligence, but it's a, was it the loose stat with a big crystal spike on the top of it?
Oh, yeah, then you got to have 60 for that. It's the one I'm rocking now, where it makes all spells more expensive, but they do more damage.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you use that one? I get it. So what if he uses more?
Yeah, well, you know, once you get to a certain point. That's the one I'm rocking now.
I mean, I think our main, do that one, and then it's those, it's that staff, and then twin Moonlight Great Swords is my main account.
You got 2 great Moonlight Great Swords?
Yeah, so on my other account, it's part of why I have other accounts too. I have on my other account, I went and got it, and then I gave it to a friend who then gave it to my other character. So now I'm rocking 2 of the same sword because it looks cool.
Yeah, I was rocking the Moonlight or the Dark Moon Great Sword in this one. But it's so slow. So now I'm the Gargoyle Twin Blades.
That looks cool.
It's I've got it spec'd with magic. It's at like +24. I'm just waiting to, or it's at +23. I need the shit to get it to 24, and I've already got the thing to make it 25. But its moveset is dope, and I like that I can rock a shield with no skill, so I can do the Dark Moon Sword skill. Is it does a lot of damage, but again, it's slow because you have to charge it and then you can attack with it. But I've got like the ice spear that scales with magic, so I just do a little twirl and it shoots a fucking ice spear out the front of my twin blades, and it does bad damage. It's really dope.
My favorite, so I think his name is Randy Marsh.
Okay.
I got Druid of the Eye, I got the Death Cap, and Randy Marsh.
Yeah,
he's my strength build, and I was rocking the face shield and then the spiked fist, and I rely on guard counters because everything bounces off that shield. I'm able to guard counter and just smack you with my other hand.
Right.
And then that and the jar cannon, because the jar cannon's fucking, it's a big cannon you shoot arrows out of.
Yeah, I hadn't found that yet.
It's just a big ballista. Was it hand ballistas?
Yeah, I've seen it in use. I've been hit by it from invaders, but I haven't found it. It's one of those things, like I'm pretty sure this game, when you get to the end, it doesn't automatically end.
No, it does not.
So when I quote unquote beat the game and finish exploring on my own, I'm just gonna pull up that big interactive map and be like, all right, what did I pass? What did I miss? What can I go find before I start New Game Plus?
Probably a fuck ton.
Yeah. I hit, because me and Tyler have been playing this game together a lot. So sometimes I'll get to a major boss and I'm like, I'm going to wait for him to get on so we can co-op it. So I'll go, like I went back, you know, I'm 100, and at this point I was like 140, 150 hours in. And I went back to the very first area and was finding shit that I had missed, you know, in Limgrave, you know. Like one of the Evergoal fights, completely missed one of those.
Which one was it?
I can't remember the thing's name now, because I'm such a high level for that area. It was like a 2-hit kill kind of situation. Yeah, he just died very fast. Yeah, but out there on the beach, you know, the first time I went to the beach in Limgrave, you see the ghost footprints that are kind of running around in a circle. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I didn't know what those were, and you know, went on about my day. I tried to race it, and I couldn't race it, and I was like, well, I don't know.
Tried in front of it, doesn't stop. It.
Then I tried, you know, later on, I tried hitting it and realized, oh, that's how you do it. So I just went back and got that. It was like a, some kind of weapon art that I had missed, you know?
Yeah, I don't care how many weapons are in this game. I just end up using fucking Bloodhound Step. And no. I think it's a bit of a problem because that thing's so good and easy to get.
I saw a meme on the Elden Ring Reddit page because, yeah, I'm into the game to the point where I've subscribed to the Reddit page.
Me too.
And it was the meme just said, if you're not good without Bloodhound Step, then you don't deserve to use Bloodhound Step. And I was like, okay, yeah.
Well, I specifically use it on my strength character because I'm over encumbered. I fat roll.
Oh, yeah, then you have to have it.
Yeah, like I roll.
Otherwise you suck.
Yeah. I'm either tanking hits or I'm blood stepping around you.
Mm-hmm. And that's a fun concept.
It was. And I was invading in the sewers. I don't know if under the Capitol. Yeah, under the Capitol. Yeah. And because the air
horrible place to invade people.
Well, because it's in those tubes, I'm able to take that fire shield and just walk down the hallway. Just a cone of fire, no one can get away from it.
Most of the times I've been invaded, it's been with Tyler, and we complement each other very well with our characters because he's got the bleed katana build or whatever, and loser. I'm fucking and I'm rocking a wizard, and I have learned that fucking hand of Canna or whatever, it's basically the grenade spell.
Oh yeah,
charge and it lobs up. PvP people are not prepared half the time for that to come at them while they're fighting a guy with a katana right in their face. So most of our invasions end pretty quickly with us winning, which is nice. But it was a goof. We get to the place after the fire giant, which is the crumbling pharma or whatever.
Okay, so you've been there with the tornadoes and shit?
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful landscape. I gotten past that first dragon, and I'm just a little bit past. We were exploring that next area. We kept getting invaded by Professor Farnsworth. And I saved it. I almost reported him because, like, he would just walk by and we died. Like, I don't know.
Did you get death buildup?
No, there was no, like, buildup at the bottom. There was no madness bar. It's just he would come around the corner and we were dead.
Yeah, it sounds like he was being a piece of shit.
Yeah. But other than that, most of the PvP stuff has been, you know, the people that beat us are normally like, it's because they're really fucking good at it. Or because they know how to lay a trap, which is always fun. They become the new mini boss for the level, you know?
Now, there's motherfuckers in there that are like, because I don't know if you ever encountered it. There was a glitch at one point where if you use a certain spell and then use the weapon art that caused death buildup,
mm-hmm.
You could have an aura of death and you'd run towards people and kill it, and they fixed that. People were bitching about it. It's like, oh, how could they do it? Because it wasn't even part of the game. It was a fucking broken glitch, you pieces of shit. It was a
glitch. Yeah, fix the glitches.
The speed runs down to like 8 minutes.
Yeah, those people aren't having fun with the game.
I argue they're having more fun.
There's more to see in this game in the first 20 minutes of gameplay than there is in most Dark Souls games. And they're beating it in a fraction of that time. And they're just missing all the glorious sceneries. And
I'm pretty sure they played it. Now it's just a race.
Oh, yeah, no, fuck that. They ain't played it yet. Get at me when you're still on your first character at almost 200 hours. Then we'll talk about, you know.
Well, my other thing with that is like, I'm at the PvP level, and I like doing PvP, so I don't want to go any higher than that.
What's the PvP level for this one?
Above 125.
Was it 125? Yeah, I'm past that.
See, I stopped at 130 for my main. I was like, because people were talking like they should go up a little bit higher because the soft caps are higher on this game.
Yeah.
The soft cap for intelligence is 80. So if you want to be doing max damage, you want to have 80 intel. Anything past that, you're wasting it. But it's shit like that that I find.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
I keep my intelligence at 68 because I want to be able to cast that Dark Moon spell. This is my favorite.
It also makes people weaker to magic.
Yeah, it's cold damage. It makes people weaker to magic. It looks cool when you cast it. And there's been a couple of times where I have unintentionally timed it to where they do like a low sweep as I'm lifting up to turn to the moon, and they've missed me. And it's not intentional, but it makes me look and feel like a badass. So, yeah.
No, the hitboxes are beautiful because you're able to just fucking, I don't know, jumping. The game's great. Still not, I've changed my mind. It's not perfect anymore.
No, nothing's perfect.
They're platforming. It's fucking real bad.
Yeah, the fall distances, like, you know, sometimes
it's like you
can fall four stories and nothing happens. And sometimes you fall like, I don't know, 20 feet and you die.
Well, it's like if you fall four stories, you're fine. If you fall 4.5 stories, you take a little bit of damage. You fall 4.75 stories, you take a lot of damage. If you fall 5 stories, you're dead.
Yeah. And that fucking ring that says you get to ignore fall damage, it's a lie.
No, you get to ignore fall damage, but if you die, you die.
Yeah, you get to ignore fall damage that you would have survived.
Yeah, which is really pointless.
Yeah. You saved me a potion ring. Thank you.
The double jump doesn't fucking work. I don't know if you noticed that or not. That's not how double jumps work. You're supposed to be able to fall off, jump at the last second, and be fine. Nope.
Yeah. That's not how that works. I've tried that. I'm like, maybe Mario rules. I found one tweak that I was real happy about. That if you miss the little, I call them roly-polies, the things you can kill to get spirit ashes from.
Yes.
If you fuck up and you didn't kill it in time, or an enemy jumped you and it vanished before you killed it, if you just quit the game and reload it, it's back.
All right.
So you don't have to go all the way back to a grace point and then run all the way back to where they are. Just quit the game. Come back. All the enemies you've killed are still dead, but those things will be back and you can try again to kill it.
Is it Bloodhound Step? No, I don't want it.
No.
I'm terrible at the game, so I cheat by using shit like that.
No, I need my weapons to scale with magic, so I don't use Bloodhound Step.
Well, you can make any weapon scale with magic, even if it's Bloodhound Step.
Oh, is that one that you can? Because some of them you can't switch around.
Is there? Bloodhound Step is one you can put anything on.
Because some of the blood weapon arts are limited. The faith ones are basically you can only make those keen or heavy or normal or faith, but you can't make it magic. So I can't be a magic user hurling holy lightning bolts.
You can't. It just takes a lot more stats.
Yeah. It takes a lot of faith requirements. You got a lot of the NPC quest?
I did, because I looked up a lot of them, because I don't feel bad about that in this game.
Yeah, I don't either. It'd be impossible to figure a lot of these out without cheating.
Yeah. Do you know there's a Jarber or Jar Town?
I found that by accident before the patch. I got to go back there. After the patch. There's a quest.
Oh, okay. I see. I did that entire quest line.
Yeah. So I found it before the patch, and I was just like, well, this is fun, but there's really nothing here. And then apparently there's a quest there now.
Yeah, I would have never known that, because I went through the entire game the first time without knowing that was there.
Mm-hmm.
I missed it. And then I needed you get a specific weapon I wanted for my third build, which is a blood whip. So I was like, I need that.
Okay. Those jar people are sad. And kind of gross.
How do they fuck?
I don't know if they do, but there's babies, so they have to. But, you know, they're powered by eating corpses.
Yeah, that kind of took me for a loop for the first time.
Yeah, I really liked Alexander until he's out there after that Radon fight, just mowing down on dead warriors. You're like,
hey, Alexander, how you doing? If I just stuff enough of these corpses in my jar body, I'll be okay.
This game is so fucking weird.
But it's so cool.
Yeah, the priest in the round table area when you find the gold faced man.
I never did that quest line because I accidentally hit him and then I didn't know where to go from there.
Oh. Yeah, I got far enough into the game where I can't finish it because he dropped all of his shit and vanished, and I don't know where the gold faced man is anymore. Selen, the sorceress, her quest line would have been possible without Google.
Yeah.
Because it's like you had to find the two, the primal wizards' corpses.
Yeah, but before you find the primal wizards, you have to go find the specific key. It's all this extra shit.
Yeah, but I've come across keys and shit because they're in dungeons, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I don't know where they go to, but I try to read the description and figure it out. Sometimes I can and sometimes I can't. But that one, there's the two hidden corpses of the two wizards. And one of them is hit. It's there's loads of mountains in this fucking game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a hidden passage in one of the mountains that you have to hit with your sword to reveal where it's at. There's no waypoint around it. There's no there's a clue, like there's a hidden path, nothing. You just have to know, figure it out. There might be a note somewhere hidden somewhere in the game that will be like, behind this graveyard, behind, you know, whatever. But I was just like, who would have found this on their own? Like, I don't know anybody.
There's a hidden wall you got to hit 50 times.
That's not intentional.
Oh, never mind.
The rumor for that I saw the guy do it. You hit it 50 times and it breaks. Is that apparently they tried to block these rooms off to change the flow of certain dungeons. And instead of changing the aesthetic to a wall, which would have been longer, they just gave it a fuckload of hit points because they didn't figure anybody would stand there and hit it 50 times until it broke.
They don't know their fan base then.
But people did. But most of them break into areas you've already been to or, you know.
Yeah. It's not like, before you just people played the fuck out of the games. Now you can just go into the files like, this is different.
I don't think a game like this would have been as big of a hit before the internet. I mean, who did you talk to about video? I mean, you know, you've always had the internet because you're younger than me. But for me, it was like outside of my school group, you know, that was it. Those were the friends I had to talk about a game with. And I remember my friends and none of us would have figured this shit out. You know, like we were all stupid.
But imagine how much more fun that would have been. Imagine not having the internet and then like, oh, my God, I found this weird item that does this, like the flick finger.
Yeah. You had to roll through lava to find that shit.
Yeah, I still haven't picked it up.
Oh, you hadn't found it?
No, but I know where it is.
Yeah, because you cheated.
I did.
I did too. I was having a hard time with that dungeon, and then the dungeon said, also the flick fingers here, and I was like, ooh.
Oh.
Just, I hate those fucking chariots that fucking insta-kill you if they touch you. It's just, I hate those dungeons.
You can ride those.
Some of them, yeah.
And you can kill some of them by dropping a pot on their head.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
There's a whole bunch of other shit about this game.
I found all the paintings and their locations.
Did you get anything super cool from them?
No. Cool scenery, you know. Nice, but you know, there's a reason that they wanted you to go there is because when you look around, it's gorgeous. It's like walking through fantasy artwork. But most of the shit that I found, I'm overleveled for, didn't suit my character anyway.
Oh, so you've worked in, you know, press industry or whatever. So for the press kit for the Elden Ring game, when they released it, there was only 40 of them made, and it came with a fucking sword. Did you see that?
I read something about that, but I didn't see it.
I did. I watched a video of a guy unboxing it, and it comes with a fucking sword.
Like a legit sword.
Like a legit metal sharp sword that has like a rise tarnished on it. It's like a bastard sword or a broadsword.
Oh, that's really dope.
It's like, I don't care about anything else in that box. I just want
that sword. Yeah. Somebody's selling it on eBay now for $2,000 probably.
If you're lucky, $2,000.
Yeah. I mean, you know, one of 40. That's pretty rare.
Yeah, for a game that's busted up box offices.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm Googling it because I want to see what the sword looks like. Elden Ring sword.
Really clean, nothing fancy, but it's like, I want that.
Oh, yeah, that's dope.
Right?
Yeah, that's just a nice, here you go. Here's a fucking sword.
Yeah. Play our game.
10-10. I don't care if it's broken. Yeah. They gave me a sword.
But
that's dope.
Before we wrap up, some non-Elden news ring or Elden Ring news, I got a new toy.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, what is that?
It's a MIDI controller. I want to try to make some music.
Ooh, make us some music.
I've been doing a little bit of it. It's been
some dark tone synth wave you could throw at me for anything at all.
Hold on, what kind of stuff do you want? Dark tone synthy shit?
Yeah, I fucking love the opening track to Stranger Things. Or if you listen to Lost, it's not Lost Highway, it's
Lost in Space.
No, it's the guy who did the Halloween, John Carpenter. He just does music now.
Yeah.
And I want to say Lost Highway, but I think that's a Nine Inch Nails, whatever. John Carpenter has a few soundtracks that I fucking love. Not to mention he's directed one of my favorite horror movies of all time, but Lost Themes, that's the name of it. Lost Themes is dope. So go Google that, listen to it. That's the kind of shit I want.
Because I learned.
Make it happen.
Figuring out. I figured shit like the things we played at the beginning, like Cartel or shit for our live streams.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not too complicated. It's a 30-second loop.
Yeah, you know, just something that's fun that grabs the attention. And if you're making the music, you know, we don't have to worry about rights and royalties and copyright infringement and all that shit.
Yeah, but what if I'm plagiarizing? Does it count then?
I don't know. If it's a blatant plagiarism, probably. If we get Vanilla Ice famous and we find out that, you know, just stole the Working Man theme song or whatever to make, you know, Ice Ice Baby. See, mine goes dun 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 dun. Theirs just goes dun 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 dun. Totally different.
I mean, in the world of music, everything's been played.
Yeah, like how many power chords can you do after Black Sabbath? You know,
it's all been done. It's just now finding different sounds and combinations to make it different.
You know,
it's like cooking. Everything in cooking has been done.
Yeah, everything good anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's still some terrible combinations out there.
There's been some terrible stuff that's been done. I'd eat fried a whole stick of rosemary to see what would happen. Newsflash, it's bad.
It's bad. Yeah. Deep fried grapes taste like pockets of applesauce and not in a good way.
Pockets of applesauce. There's the name.
People are going to be very confused that it's 20 minutes of Elden Ring talk before we talk about that. I was back in the kitchen today. The old retailing job is off for a week, and I can't afford a week off, so went back to the old job today for a few days. I'm going to do that a few days this week. It's nice to cook again.
Yeah.
You know.
You start to miss it. Unfortunately, it sucks.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm talking to the guy who's the manager now, and he's having a hard time keeping people, and he's there all the fucking time, and I'm like, I don't miss that.
Yeah, I don't miss being the manager.
I showed up today, fucking prepped and made some rangoons, cooked a few hamburgers, ate some chicken wings, and I was like, all right, time for me to hit that old dusty trail, and just got the fuck up out of there.
What are they going to do, fire you?
No, I mean, I do my work. I do it good. But
that's the bad.
Yeah, I've been there 8 hours. I was done. You don't need me. Shit, prep list is gone because you got me in there, and I'm a badass.
Yeah, if you're so badass, close the show out.
Are we done?
Yeah, it's been 30 minutes, dude.
Has it?
We started at like 9:30 or 8:35. It's 9:05 now.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll close the show out. This has been Noob Show. We're all part of the Homebrew Detritus family. I don't like saying family because that sounds like one of those shitty fucking corporate restaurants where like, this isn't a job. We're all family. Yeah, we're just friends who happen to be in a very unlucrative business together, making games and talking shit and So check us out at homebrewdetritus.com. Support us on Patreon. We've got cartoons. We've got a couple of tabletop actual plays that we're doing. And this is going to come out after the fact, but me and Noob are going to be doing Grave, which is basically a Dark Souls-themed OSR, which according to Terrence means old school revival, which basically boils down to simple rules, a rules light dungeon crawler kind of thingamabobbers. So that's this Wednesday. We're going to be doing that.
Speaking, I've heard of another one page module, or not module, but game. It's called Honey Heist. And okay. You're a bunch of bears that do a heist for honey.
That sounds incredible. That should be the one that you run next.
I will look into it.
Is it going to be actual bears or like hairy gay men?
Half and half.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we'll all play regular bears except for Terrence. We'll play a hairy gay man.
No, it should be Kevin. Kevin's not actually gay, but he did used to go to beard and mustache contest, which I think is about the gayest thing any of my friends have done. And I've got gay friends who like eat ass
and fuck so, dudes. Like,
yeah, going to a, I mean, nothing against. I don't want to knock on anybody's fun. I know we were closing the show out, but look, a beard and a bunch of people judging other people's facial hair is just that's yeah.